The future isn't what it used to be. The winter streets of Birmingham tantalize me. Why? Because each person I meet on the streets lives a unique life. Each person I meet carries baggage that I can't see through since I'm busy handling my own. There are hundreds of individual stories presented to me each week at the Museum of Fond Memories and Read Books. Each is special in its own way. Sometimes joyful, sometimes sad, always mysterious. Pick a day, for instance, Wednesday. I arrive at the bookstore 2 hours before opening time to catch up on newly acquainted books, do a little straightening up, get the heating system going, be calm and brace myself for the day, jumpstart the monthly bill paying. A shaggy street person is waiting at the door, staring at the posted shop hours, but not seeing them. Oh, we open at 10:30, I say, before realizing he's a regular customer. He says, I don't have my watch, so I don't know what time it is. Can I pick up that book you got for me? Of course. I usher him into the darkened cave and shuffle through the hold shelves to find his special order, trying to ignore the strong fragrance of newly smoked marijuana emanating from his clothing. I assist him, accept his payment, and are now alone in the store. I'm happy for his patronage, but happy, too, that he is gone. Now, I can get some things done. As the marijuana smell dissipates, I become aware of cigarette smoke billowing into the shop around the edges of the door. I stopped smoking 40 years ago, but each day I'm inhaling the secondary smoke of the Third Avenue North Smoking Society. The employees of adjacent offices and stores who stand in the alcove read books, lustily inhaling as much as they can on their frequent breaks. I seem to be their smoking court, and no amount of pleasant hints can get through to them the fact that their smoke chokes me and aggravates my allergies. I don't want to become that old guy who tells everybody to get off his lawn, so I never blatantly ask them to go elsewhere. I try to justify my wimpishness by reminding myself that these are pleasant folks who at least make the entrance to the store look busy and who might come in handy as observers and diffident security guards should anything go wrong on the street. I guess what really bugs me is the fact that no matter how many times I invite them to enter the store and look around at the merchandise and the special monthly exhibits, not one of them does. This leads me to believe that smokers are not readers or collectors. They are just smokers. Later in the morning, when the doors are unlocked, the $2 sales racks are on the street, and I am ready for the day. Customers and browsers enter, talk, enjoy, search, walk out smiling, and leave me smiling too. Late in the day, a very large, loud baritoned man enters with a small, obese boy in tow. The baritone laughs broadly, saying, I want a big doll with big... That's what I want for Christmas. He laughs at his own remark and becomes bigger than the store as he comments on each and every item he sees. He reeks of whiskey and is enjoying his high while the boy wanders silently about, trying to avoid him. At one point, the baritone starts dancing to the Taj Mahal music that's playing, chuckling loudly and trying to engage the boy in a frisky dance. The boy blushes deeply and averts his eyes. Eventually, the baritone leaves, wishing me and the world a Merry Christmas, and promising to return someday with money in his pockets. I quietly slip the boy a free dum-dum, and he seems grateful. I love my job, my independence, my lack of bosses. I love my books and my artifacts. I'm glad each time someone makes a purchase and goes away happy. But at the same time, in a parallel portion of my mind, I'm a little saddened at the unfulfilled lives I occasionally see around me. I try to at least act better than I am by being patient with these lone wanderers of the city streets. And I hope that each of them finds a shard of happiness mid the hundredfold opportunities for gloom in their daily lives.